This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I was going through some notes that I made for myself. I am a rabid note taker. You should see the chaos that is my day with everything that I scribble down as I journal, as I work, as I'm on calls. I regularly make notes in my notes app if I'm outside with the puppy or I'm waiting to check out at the grocery store and random thoughts come into my head, and then I'll take a couple hours a week, usually 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there, and I'll kind of try to synthesize it all and see if there's anything there that still makes sense. You know, sometimes you look back at a note and you can read it, but you still have no idea what it meant. That happens to me a lot, probably every day. Anyway, as I was going through my notes, I not only was compiling the last several days of notes, but I was flipping back through the last month. And sometimes what I do is if I notice themes in comments on social media or questions that come into my inbox or conversations that come up with clients, if I notice themes, I'll just make a note. Maybe it becomes an email. Maybe it becomes a podcast. Maybe it becomes something more than that and it turns into a book. Who knows? But I noticed something coming up again and again and again was stress, fear, and doubt around money. Stress, fear, and doubt around money. And if you've been listening for a while, you know that finances is something that I love to talk about. I geek out about. I am really passionate about financial freedom, which means different things to different people, right? So I am not talking about getting super wealthy so you can buy a mega yacht, though for some people, that's what financial freedom is. And I see an alarming number of people who don't think it's for them. In fact, an alarming number of people who are sure it's not for them. And whether you're in the hopeful category, the determined category, the doubtful category, or the skeptical category, I really think that I've got something for all of you today in this podcast. The reason that I want to talk about what I think of as five keys to financial freedom is really because this has to do with quality of life. And that's what I am here to serve with. Truly, truly, I want people living better. I want people living healthier and happier lives. And a barrier to that is financial stress, financial lack, financial doubts and limitations. I just don't want that for you. It's added stress. It's added pressure. And when we break through a lot of those doubts and those past patterns and those reservations and those fears, we have so many more options and we have so much less pressure. And it's almost like when we live in doubt or lack or fear or just getting by, it puts this cloud over our perspective and everything is viewed through that filter of scarcity. I believe that creating financial freedom is not only available to every single person, and we'll talk much more about that, but I believe that it's a big part of living your best life. And as far as I know, we all have only one of them, so I'm all for making it as amazing as it can be. And when we free ourselves from financial doubts, from financial stressors and pressures, we open up that door. We make it easier to live our best life. So to be very, very clear, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter your marital status, your current income, your current amount of debt, how many kids you have, where you live. anything. Doesn't matter your education. Financial freedom is for everybody. Truly. I don't think that could have been said as easily 10 years ago or 20 years ago, but in this day and age, it is for everybody. Even if you have no education, even if you have a low wage job, even if you have 6+ figures in debt, it is for everybody. And that is step one. If you are listening to this and thinking, well, you just don't understand my situation. Maybe it's true for some people, but it's not possible for me. I'm talking to you. Yeah, it is. I didn't say it was going to be easy. I didn't say it was going to be fast, but I am saying it is possible. And step one is knowing that, is believing that. Before we dive into these 5 keys to financial freedom, I'd like for you to think about what financial freedom means to you. And I always say that there's a couple different ways you can listen to a podcast. You can just be entertained and you can kind of go with the flow, or you can be engaged. And when any podcaster or any author asks a question, you do the work and you answer it. Whether you make a note of it and you come back to it later, or you press pause and you do it right now, what would it look like for you to be financially free? I know a lot of people where the answer is just knowing that, independent of their career, their day job, if they had enough money coming in every month to cover their expenses outside of their day job, what they get paid for, that would be freedom, because it would remove the pressure. I know that whatever I make in my job is extra because my mortgage or my groceries, my utilities, my car, that's all taken care of. For other people, financial freedom would just be an extra couple $1,000s a month. For some people, financial freedom is just having no debt. For other people, financial freedom is being able to have what they want when they want, buy what they want when they want. For me, there's a couple different elements, and my definition is not going to be your definition. It shouldn't be your definition. For me, financial freedom is knowing that I can live my days how I desire to live them, not how I think I need to live them to make money to pay bills. So being able to spend my time how I choose to spend my time, and not feeling like I have to do things that I might not feel like doing just to make ends meet. That's one piece of it. Financial freedom means that all options are on the table. Because I often come at this as like, what is not financially free? And for me, that's just having to say no to stuff because I can't afford it. Whether that is a trip to see my family, or it's going to a friend's destination wedding. To me, it doesn't mean I'm free. I don't feel free if I have to say no to those things on account of money. Or even like as simple as medical care. Like, no, I'm not going to take that prescription because that would be a little pricey. Financial freedom means that all of my options are on the table. I don't have to say no to things because of price. Even as silly as picking out lights for my kitchen renovation, financial freedom to me means I get the lights I want and I don't feel boxed into a smaller subset of options because of price. I might choose to not buy the most expensive lights for the kitchen, but I can if I want to. It's an option. It's on the table. And then probably the most important piece of what financial freedom means to me is being able to be generous when and where and how I want to. Whether that is helping a family member, whether that is donating to a charity or doing something generous for a friend or for a stranger who's struggling or a stranger who's not struggling. Financial freedom means that all of my options are open for generosity, and I'm not having to scale my generosity based on my means. That's what financial freedom means to me. There's a time element, there's an activity element, and there's a generosity or a service and a relationship element. This is for everybody, and you need this most if you think it's not for you. Because look, whether we're talking about fitness or we're talking about money or we're talking about relationships or careers, you can choose to sit there and convince yourself why it's not possible for you. You may have already turned this off, in which case, you're lost. You missed this. You're not even hearing it anyway. But maybe you recognize that you do this in other areas. You can sit there and convince yourself, well, I can't because of this. I can't because I don't have a job that pays really well. Or I can't because all of my free time is taken up by, you know, my family and raising kids. Or whatever your reasons are, you can either talk yourself into impossibility or you can talk yourself into possibility. The choice is yours, and the outcome will be radically different. The people, whether we're talking about fitness or relationship or money or career, the people who have the greatest opportunity for growth and change are those who recognize when they are sitting there making a case for why it wouldn't be possible for them, because you get to switch then into the realm of possibility. I was listening to a friend give a lecture the other day. And she asked, what are you opening the door to in your life this week? What are you opening the door to in your life this week? What are you going to say yes to? What are you going to invite into your world this week? And wouldn't it be a powerful choice to open the door to possibility with your finances, to the possibility that you can genuinely, truly be financially free? Let's start with the first key to financial freedom. Take full ownership of your earning power. It's kind of what we've been talking about a little bit, right? The first key to financial freedom is taking full ownership of your earning power. That means not saying, like I used to hear my sister say, and fortunately she grew herself out of this and she transformed out of this, but she used to say, well, I'm a social worker, so I'm never going to be wealthy. Bull. Absolute baloney, nonsense, not true. That's not what it looks like to take full ownership. That's what it looks like to take no ownership. It's not taking full ownership to say, well, I can't because I've got six kids that I'm trying to feed and put through college. That's not taking full ownership of your earning power. I totally understand feeling like you're limited financially, but let me just be clear, you're not. You are not limited in your earning power. You might think you are, but in that case, it is your mindset that is limited, not your earning power. And I totally get that that's going to make some people uncomfortable. But it's true. Stop accepting your current level of living unless you love it. If you don't love it, don't accept it. The number one key to financial freedom is to take full ownership of your earning power, which means I can make more. I can be creative here. There are options for me that I haven't explored. I have not turned over every stone. I have not looked in every corner. I have not opened every door. In fact, through my own stubbornness and defensiveness, I've closed a lot of doors. And that's what we do. We close doors. We keep them closed when we argue for all the reasons that we don't control our earning power. Yes, you do. It doesn't matter to me if you're a cashier at McDonald's, or you're a social worker, or you're an accountant, or you're a school teacher, you are not limited by how much you make now. And when you feel like you are, it is your mindset that is limited, not your earning power. Take full ownership. I can make more. There are other options. There are different ways. There are things I haven't explored. It is possible for me. That is number one. And that is the most important thing. And I'm going to list all of these out if you want to go through and take notes or revisit them. I'm going to list everything out on the show notes page for today's episode, which you can find at primalpotential.com/675. They'll all be listed out there. Okay, the second key to financial freedom is get and stay debt-free. I didn't say it was going to be easy. I didn't say it was going to be fast. It is possible, though. And it doesn't matter if you are over $1 million in debt, if you're $500,000 in debt, if you're $200,000 in debt, or $2,000 in debt. And it also doesn't matter how much you make. You can become and you can stay debt-free. Believing this and knowing it is true for you is a critical part. Because if you don't, you're not even going to try, right? You're just accepting your current reality, which is not a limitation of your circumstances. It's a limitation of your perspective. So when I talk about debt, what I'm really focusing in on before we get to like the mortgage and all of that kind of stuff, credit cards, student loans, car loans, medical bills. There are lots of different ways to get out of debt. If you need to make more, make more. It has never been easier in the world to make more money, regardless of your circumstances. A lot of people need to spend less. Now, while everybody can earn more, spending less can be tough. Like maybe you've already cut it down to the quick, right? You rent out some rooms in your house and you don't have cable and, you know, whatever it looks like for you. But that's not a limitation because you can earn more no matter who you are. You absolutely positively can. And truth, most of us can spend less. Doesn't mean it's comfortable. Doesn't mean it's easy. It is possible. It is worth it. I totally understand if this is making some people uncomfortable, but let's just revisit the truth that that's where a lot of growth happens, right? In the discomfort. Now, the resource that I personally used, and I'm sure you've heard me mention this, to get out of debt, because I had over six figures in debt, was Dave Ramsey's book, which you can get at the library. You don't have to spend any money on it. In fact, if you're trying to get out of debt, please don't. Go to the library. It's called Total Money Makeover. Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. Again, I'll put it in the show notes, primalpotential.com/675. He's not trying to sell anything. Get his book at the library, right? But he doesn't have some fancy schmancy system. He just teaches people a process, a very simple, straightforward, elementary process that anybody can do for getting out of debt. And it's how I did it. So if you're like, okay, I get it. This is possible for me. I want to look at this getting out of debt thing, even if it intimidates me. Dave Ramsey, Total Money Makeover. There's been something in terms of possibility, right? The opening yourself up to the possibility that your earning power is unlimited. Opening yourself up to the possibility that regardless of how much you make, regardless of how much debt you currently have, you can get out of debt. Lately, I've been thinking about the Kipchoge guy who was the first person to run a marathon in under 2 hours, something that had never been done before, that people wondered if it was humanly possible to be done. Just, well, as I'm recording this, it was last weekend, so a couple weeks ago now, this gentleman was the first person to run 26.2 miles in under 2 hours. And what that means, if you're trying to do the math in your head, is that he averaged about a 4 minute 30 second mile, sub 5 minute mile, way sub 5 minute mile, every single mile for 26.2 miles. Why am I talking about this with money? You'll see. He was basically sprinting for 2 hours, sprinting a mile over and over and over again, 26.2 times. It had never been done before. You know how many people run marathons every single day? You know how many marathon races there are every year? You know how many amazing runners there are in the world, world class? Yet it hadn't been done before. And it was really hard. And it took a ton of training, and it took a lot of time. And it's still possible. So when I saw this news, and my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients have heard me talk about this a bunch of times because I brought it up in several of our daily coaching audios that week. When this happened, I of course looked the guy up on Instagram. I hadn't been following him because I'm not a runner, so I don't follow like elite runners, but I follow this guy now. What impressed me most wasn't even this, what seems like a superhuman feat of keeping a pace of a 4 minute, 34 second mile for 26.2 miles. I can't even wrap my head around that. But what really blew me away is that this guy, his hashtag that he's been using for as far back as I went into his Instagram history, the hashtag he's been using is "No human is limited." No human is limited. Now, this guy had never done it before. And he's not the youngest guy in the world. He's like 34 or 36. I think he's 36. I don't know. He's in his mid-30s. And there are way younger competitive athletes out there. He doesn't come from a ton of resources. He doesn't have some crazy genetic condition that allows him to be faster than everybody else. Imagine if he was like, well, I mean, nobody's ever done this. Tons of people have gotten out of debt. Tons of people have doubled and tripled and quadrupled and 20x'd their income with no education while working four jobs. We have tons of cases to point to in terms of those success stories. There wasn't anybody who had ever run a marathon in under 2 hours. And yet this guy was like, no human is limited. No human is limited. And you know that if he had been thinking, oh, I'm too old for this, one of the younger guys might be able to do it, but not me. Or if he had been thinking, there's been tons of amazing runners before me, and if they couldn't do it, what makes me think I could? Then he wouldn't have done it, right? Because fundamentally, you have to believe that you can do it. No human is limited. You are not limited. You are not limited by your debt. You are not limited by your education. You are not limited by your job or your paycheck or anything else. Get and stay debt-free. Again, an amazing resource, though it can just be as simple as spend less, make more, repeat. But an amazing resource is Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey also has a podcast too, if you are into that. But I do recommend reading the book because there are 7 steps and they were really, really helpful for me in getting out of debt because I had about $130,000 in debt at the time. The third key to financial freedom, level up, level up. What I mean by this is expect more of yourself and challenge yourself to grow. Part of this is mindset. Part of it is education. Part of it is environment, okay? From a mindset perspective, leveling up could just be switching from it's not possible to, yeah, it is, and I'm going to figure it out. Leveling up could be affirmations. Part of how I level up my mindset with regard to money is the repetitive use of financial affirmations. And I've done an entire episode on money mindset, but I talked about some of my affirmations like money is a solution. It is not a problem. And fear is a liar because I create my results. Every dollar I spend comes back to me exponentially. And I use these every single day, especially when I'm feeling a little bit of that scarcity mindset. In fact, just this week, you guys know I'm going through a home renovation. So in addition to paying for the renovation, just this week, I'll pull up my checklist right now. I bought a vanity for the bathroom. I bought new tile for the floor of the shower. I bought lights for the bathroom, lights for over the kitchen island, lights for over the kitchen sink, lights for over the dining room table, an actual kitchen sink, a kitchen faucet, and I still have a list of about 14 other things I need to buy for the renovation, not to mention things I need to buy for the baby, and I still have to pay for 60% of the renovation, not to mention the $50,000 that the last guy stole from me that I haven't seen a dime of. So as every day I'm buying these things that I have to buy because the crew needs them and I don't want to be the holdup, there was a whisper of this voice of like, oh God, this is getting really expensive. How am I going to afford everything? Because I don't charge things. You know, I didn't take out a loan to pay for the renovation. I'm paying cash as I go because that's just what I believe in. But I had this whisper of fear, of doubt, of scarcity. Oh God, where are we going to be when this is all said and done? And fear thinking. And in that moment, I turned to my financial affirmations because that's part of how I level up my mindset. And I said, you know what? Money can be made. It is a solution, not a problem. So if there is a situation of lack of money, well, then what the hell am I doing worrying about it? I can get to work because we all have total control over our earning power. We have total control over our earning power. And that is what snaps me out of worry. What the hell am I worried about? I have total control over my earning power. If I want more, go make more. We all have that opportunity. So then there's the environmental leveling up. And this is about who you surround yourself with. Are you surrounding yourself with people who are always complaining about their bills or not having enough or missing out, financial lack? Sometimes we can't change those people. Maybe it's our parents. Maybe if it's our spouse. Maybe it's our coworkers. But what we can do is minimize the effect of that input by putting ourselves in a group of people who are more positive and more enthusiastic. And sometimes that's just about an online community, right? Maybe it's being a part of the Primal Potential Facebook group to add to some of the negative chatter in your life, a whole bunch of positive chatter, so that the net is not negative, the net is positive. Or worst case scenario, well, I guess negative's worst case scenario, or even neutral would be better than negative. Maybe it is joining a mastermind with people who are looking to start a business. Or maybe it is about putting yourself in, and I'm not a commercial for Dave Ramsey, he's not a sponsor, but like maybe it's putting yourself in a Dave Ramsey course or even Dave Ramsey's free Facebook group, again, to balance out some of the noise and put yourself in a group of creative, energetic problem solvers. That's one of the things I love about the 12 Weeks to Transformation, honestly, because so many people come into it having been exposed to a lot of negative voices, negative chatter, negative perspectives, and now they're switching the balance to be more positive. So environment is one of those things, and education is the other. Start reading books. Start listening to podcasts. Do you know how many hundreds of thousands of success stories you can find online, and I'm not exaggerating, about people who either got out of debt or created wealth from a place where they didn't think they could? People who got out of debt or created wealth having come here from another country with $5, or people who were living paycheck to paycheck, not able to make ends meet, and got out of debt or created financial freedom for themselves. They're everywhere. Start reading books. Start listening to podcasts. Level up. That matters. The fourth key to financial freedom is a little bit more tactical. Monitor. Awareness is always the number one thing that I work on with my clients. And it's a crossover no matter what your goal is, right? If you want to change your career, improve your relationships, improve your health, get out of debt, create financial freedom, awareness matters. And so with your money, with your earning and your spending, monitor. I'll tell you three different ways that I monitor, okay? And this goes way back. Even when I was first getting out of debt, I had a very simple Excel spreadsheet that listed out all of my expenses and all of my debts and all of my income, right? So I was monitoring even then. Now what I do once a month, I look at a breakdown of my income and my expenses. How much money did I bring in this month? How much money did I spend this month? And it's itemized. Every single thing that I spent money on. And as I'm looking through that, I'm looking at how I compared earning-wise this month to last month, but also, are there expenses that can go? Are there things coming up? Because sometimes we get these recurring expenses that we're not really utilizing, and looking at them every month can be a really great reminder we can let that go. So monitor. Monitor your expenses monthly, monitor your income monthly. And then one thing I also do every single month is I do a very basic balance sheet. What I mean is, it's so simple. What are my total assets? What are my total liabilities? So my assets are like, what is in my business checking account? What is in my personal checking account? What equity do I have in my homes? What is the balance of my 401k or any other outside investments that I have? Like, and you're just updating it. So the first month it might have taken an hour to put together, but now it maybe takes 10 minutes to update. And then on the other side of it, what liabilities are there? What debts are there, if any? Like for me, my mortgage, right? But because I don't carry any other debt. But again, if you do, then you want to be seeing that every month. How does it compare? What is my net worth month over month? It's just a really great thing. And honestly, though I do those things monthly now, if you are in a process of trying to earn more or get out of debt, I would do it way more frequently. So if you're trying to get out of debt, then at least weekly be looking at what's coming in, what's going out, but you have to monitor it. You can't just wish yourself there. You can't have a vague intention. You need to have eyes wide open. Monitor, monitor, monitor. The fourth key to financial freedom, and this is the one I get really, really excited about, is to diversify. Too many people have only one stream of income, or if it's a couple, two streams, your job and my job. If you're an individual, my job. For financial freedom, we need multiple streams of income. Minimum five, truly, minimum five, and we'll talk through some examples. But ultimately, you know, if your only stream of income is your job and you're like, okay, I'm going to go for a raise or I'm going to apply for a new job where I get paid more, that's awesome. But for financial freedom, we need more than that, because what happens when you get laid off, or what happens when they make cuts, or what happens when there's a pay freeze? All your eggs are in one basket. And this is true even if you work for yourself, right? We need to have multiple streams of income at a minimum five. Now, if you only have one right now, then the goal is two. If you have two right now, then the goal is three. We don't have to figure out ahead of time what are all five gonna be. We just need to increase from where we are, okay? So to give you some examples of some of mine, and these are not something that I developed overnight. This is something you work on over a period of years, unless you're really, really fortunate and you can just diversify right out of the gate. I couldn't. But real estate is one of mine, and I'm not talking about my primary residence, though I do sort of count that because there is an apartment attached to it that I rent out, so that provides me income every month. But I also have an investment property that has a tenant, and that brings me income every single month. Stocks and bonds are another one. Now, I personally would say, for the sake of financial freedom, don't count like your 401k from your job, because that's kind of in the basket of that one stream of income from that employer or from that career, all right? That's just my two cents. So I have an investment bucket outside of Primal Potential and the way Primal Potential compensates me, and the dividends and things like that bring me monthly income. Then there's my primary hustle. Now, what I don't do just like I said, you know, if you've got stock bond benefits, that sort of thing inside your job, I don't recommend counting those for the same reason that I don't say, oh, well, I have the 12 weeks to transformation and I have Ascend and I have the Master's Club. And I, you know, I don't break it out that way because it's kind of in the one bucket of Primal Potential. You know what I mean? So that main hustle of mine is another one. I do separate books, but I digress. But books is certainly one thing. You could write a book. You could write an ebook. Are you excellent at something that people are always asking you about? Write an ebook. Put it up on Amazon. Charge $4.99 for it. Build it up over time. There's so many different ways. My side hustle, Amore, that is another stream of income because I want to diversify. I want to know that if one of these things get taken away, my standard of living doesn't change. That is part of how I get to this freedom piece of it. This happens over time. But if you're not at that five stream of income place, start looking at what's the next step. If you have one, what's an idea for two? As I said at the start, there's no better time to do this. It's never been easier to have a side hustle. I said on an episode not long ago, like 43 or 47% of Americans say that they have a side hustle. That number is higher than it's ever been. And it's not because we can't make ends meet with the one. It's because we're working towards financial freedom. So that's why I said yes to the mental wellness company that I partnered with, because A, I believe in it. B, it helps me. And C, it's part of how I diversify. One of my clients, she's a pharmacist. That's one stream of revenue. But she's also selling quilts. She makes amazing quilts. People hire her to make quilts for special occasions. That's a side hustle. That is part of what gives her a second stream of income. I want you to think about what's possible. You know, everybody's at a different place here. Maybe your place is leveling up and you are really going to work on leveling up your mindset and leveling up your education. Maybe you haven't been monitoring and that's what you're going to focus on. Maybe you haven't taken full ownership of your earning power and you really want to open up the possibility in your life for your earning power. But wherever you are, start there. Diversify, find that second stream of income, level up your mindset, start monitoring, start getting out of debt, pick up Dave Ramsey's book, whatever it is. But what are you going to invite into your life this week? What are you going to say yes to this week? The options are limitless. No human is limited. You are not limited. And if you feel like you are, it is not your circumstances. It is your mindset. Maybe you need to listen to this twice. Maybe you need to listen to this three times. Maybe you need to go over to the show notes, which you can find at primalpotential.com/675. But there's so much more that is available for you, no matter where you're at, no matter how wonderful or how tough things are. And while you're over on the show notes reviewing this list and checking out the link to the book that I mentioned, want to give you a heads up that the wait list is now open for our winter 12 weeks to transformation if leveling up is one of those things that is really high on your priority list. And you know, it's funny, right? Because we can talk about like spending money on something like the 12 weeks to transformation. And oh, if I'm trying to become debt free, then, you know, it wouldn't make sense to spend more money. But just somebody the other day messaged me who's in my rookie group. And she said, I was really worried about spending the money because I don't have a lot of money to spend. But she said, my finances have never been doing better because of the way that I've leveled up my thinking. And that really happens over and over and over again. So check that out. Head over to the show notes, primalpotential.com/675, and make today amazing. No human is limited. You are not limited. Let's go.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.